Today's not the right day. Okay, we're going to learn Daf Gimel in Masechtas Yevamos. Excuse me, Ksubis. We finished Yevamos. Now we're up to Ksubis. We're going to start from the last three lines on the bottom of Daf Beis and Mabeis. But the Gemara is a continuation over here. Is Rava made a statement that the Gemara understood to mean Ein Oinsim Begitin, which means that if a person gives a get and he says, I want it to be chal in a certain amount of time, and then he tries to come but he can't because of a particular oinis, so we say that no, the Ein Oinsim Begitin, there's no excuse for getin. This is Rava's first version. As we'll see in a moment, there's another version of what Rava said. In any event, so finally, after the Gemara attempts, after numerous attempts to try to figure out where Rava got this from, we're going to start from the final, the last and final raya on the bottom of Daf Beis and Mabeis. El Amar Rava, El Rava Svarad Nafshei Ka'amar. Rava said this is not based on a proof from another Mishnah or another Brisa, but rather he's going to say this based on logic. Now I saw, by the way, in the Mefarshim that even though the words literally translated are Svarad Nafshei means his own Svara, it doesn't mean literally his own Svara. Because Rav is not making up and inventing a new halacha and changing the halacha in Gittin. What he's saying is it's based on a svara as opposed to based on a previous halacha that we're just inferring from another previous halacha. This is what Chazal meant all along. Again, so I'm just pointing that out. Even though the words are svara denafshei, his own svara doesn't mean his own svara. It means a svara. Okay, so what's the answer? The answer is Mishum Tznuois or Mishum Prutzes, because of the girls that are too Tznuah and the girls that are too Prutza that let it go too easily. As the Gemara itself explains, Mishum Tznuois, it's because of the Tznuois that are very particular about everything. Di Amris Loila Haveget, because in this situation, you'll say that there was actually an Oinus, and it's not going to be a get because he's still on his way. Now we're on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Zimnin deloyonis, really, there is no legitimate oinus, which means that the get was in fact chal. The savra and this wife will think the onus. He'll think maybe there was a possibility that he really was an oinus. Umaagna beyosva, and she'll make herself an aguna, and she'll just sit, and she'll wait, and she won't get remarried. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want a girl to be debating on her own and be afraid to get remarried because of the fact that there's a possibility that there might be an oinus. So that's one side. But it doesn't work by itself. It works because of the other half of the equation, which is a mishum prutzos. And then on the other hand, you have those girls that are willing to take, you know, they're willing to, they're looking for an excuse. The amris loy lahavegito, because if you'll say that because of an oinus, it's not a get. So zimnin to onus. So sometimes there will be a legitimate oinus, and that legitimate oinus will cause that it's not a get because he's on his way back. Va'omra, and she herself is going to make, because she's looking for an excuse, and she's going to say, loy onus, no, not a good enough excuse. Va'ozlo uminsava, and she'll go get married. The nimtza, and it'll come out, get bato, that really lahalocha, because there was an oinus, and we see there's a concept of oinus minatayra, so therefore the get is really bato. So that means she had no right to get remarried because she was still married. She doesn't have a kosher get. Ubanea mamzerim, and it'll come out that her children will be mamzerim. So as a result, therefore we have to say, no excuses, it has to be a good get, and that's why she can, when, it won't be a problem if she decides on her own that she wants to get married, because it will actually will be a legitimate get, and therefore she will be allowed to get remarried. But now the Gemara asks a very fundamental question. So if we're going to say that there's no excuses by Gittin, the problem is, that Midah Raisa is not a get. As I mentioned before, Midah Raisa, there is a concept of oinus, and oinus is considered part of life. It's part of legitimate halacha, that if there's an oinus, we wait to see what's going to happen. And so we're going to say, well, it's too complicated for us, so we're just not going to say, we're not going to allow any oinus whatsoever. And therefore, we're going to say the get is a good get. However, that doesn't make any sense, because on a de'araisa level, it's not a good get. If he has a legitimate oinus, which the Torah recognizes as an excuse, so then it's not really a good get. So how could you say the Torah is saying it's not a good get, and you're going to decide, because you're worried about certain individuals, therefore you're going to make it into a good get. So how could that be? So the Gemara answers, actually, yes, we do find that concept. concept specifically in the context of marriage. Why? Because when you get married, you get married with the understanding that you're based on what Chazal define is your marriage, or Chazal define is your get. And therefore, the Rabbanon have the right to take away the person's kedushin. And they say, if you're not gonna behave by our rules, we get to decide whether or not you are married. And the same thing. So even though the Gemara is using it in the context of kedushin, but it doesn't only apply to the beginning of the marriage, it also applies to the end of the marriage. And therefore, the Rabbanon can say, if you don't do what we prescribe as considered being married, then we're gonna take away your whole marriage, and we're not gonna consider you married anymore. So, alright, so therefore the Rabbanon are gonna say that it's as if you were never married in the first place, so therefore we're going to allow this get to go through. So it's not a problem that the Torah is looking for an oinus, because if you're not married, it doesn't matter whether it's an oinus or not. So Amalei Ravina la Ravashi. So Ravina says, Teinach kiddush b'kasva. I understand if the original kedushin was done with money. So the simple pshat is that since money, we already know the concept of hefker bezdin hefker, that bezdin gets to decide whether the money is yours or not yours. So therefore, the bezdin can decide it's not good money, and therefore you were never married. Kiddush b'bia ma'ika l'meimer. The rabbanon cannot control your bia whether or not it was done l'shem kedushin or not. So therefore, how could they undo that kind of marriage if they don't control bia? The Gemara answers, well, actually, that's not true. Shavi Rabbanon lebilos ibilos nus. The Rabbanon can control whether or not that bia is considered the bia of marriage. Why? Because even though you're right, they cannot control your intentions. But remember, this is what the Gemara is saying, a very big chiddush. This is an overarching or overreaching concept that the Rabbanon control what is the definition of marriage. And therefore, even though you may have done something, the act itself I can't control, but I can control whether or not it creates a marriage. The Rabbanon can control that. And therefore, once the Rabbanon control that, it's not considered a marriage. We can control whether it's a good get or not a good get, because if we don't like the way you're behaving, we'll be oiker the get limafre. That's the way the Pashas, the way Rashi learns. It's as if you were never married in the first place, if you don't play by our rules, and therefore it's not going to be a problem to decide that this is going to be a kosher a get. So all this was in the Gemara on the Tzad, that what Rav originally said, which was ein oinsim begitin. There are no excuses whatsoever when it comes to a get. Once you set a time, when that time comes, it is a good get no matter what, unless you yourself fulfilled those conditions. But no, oinus is never an excuse. However, there's another version of what Rava said. Ikada Amri, Amar Rava, that Rava said like this. V'chein le'inyin gittin. Now, the V'chein is going on the Gemara before, and the Gemara, if you remember, on the top of Beis HaMabeis, was discussing whether or not there's a concept of oinus when you're first getting married. Remember, the Gemara on the top of Beis HaMabeis was discussing if she didn't show up to the chuppah, or he didn't show up to the chuppah, whether oinus is an excuse. So this is just a continuation. What? For payment of mezonos, correct. So this is whether or not this is an excuse for, this is an excuse for getting, for whether oinus is an excuse in the context of kedushin. And now Rava is saying the chen lein yigitin, it's also an excuse in the context of the get. And now we're saying that it is an excuse. So the Gemara is medayik alma kusava Rava yesh oinus begitin, that there is a concept of oinus just like every place else in the Torah. Oinus exists, so too there is an oinus in the context of gitin as well. So now all the rayas that we brought on daf beis as rayas to ein oinus begitin are now going to become kashas on yesh oinus begitin, because it's the same conclusion, it's just a different halacha. It applies differently. So Meisbeis, the first question is, a guy says, I want this get to be chal if I don't come in 12 months. And he dies within those 12 months. So then, ain't a get. It's not going to be a get. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now, we're medayik like this. Meisu de ain't a get. It's only because he actually died, and we know, but if he would be sick, it would be a good get. So what do we see? We see that an oinus, sickness is generally considered a legitimate excuse. And even so, we're not letting it be an excuse. So we see that this ain't oinus begitin, which is a contradiction to Rava here, that says yesh oinus begitin. So the Gemara says, really? It's really a sickness that is just like any other excuse. Oinus is not an excuse. The higufa kamash malon. And the Mishnah itself is coming to tell us a different kiddush, the ain't get lachami. So we're really focused on the mace part of it. So mace is not considered a get, And don't make a deek something else is. The point is, we're focused on get, on misa, on death, because we want it to be ein get. We don't ain't get lachar misa. So the Gemara says ain't get lachar misa. If you're trying to tell me that's the chiddush, ain't get lachar misa, hatanale reisha. We already know that. If you're trying to tell me that's the chiddush, that's not a chiddush. We already learned that aspect, that halacha in the beginning of the Mishnah. So it says, and again, the Gemara doesn't go into the detail because we already got into the detail on beis and mebeis. So the Gemara says no. You're right. Dilma la'afuke mid rabbeinu. You're right. It's not because it's coming to teach us ein get lachar misa. It's coming to teach us that we don't hold like the Rabbanan. So if you remember, on Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brought the machlokes. The Rabbanan hold when you write the date in a get, what is the purpose of that date? So the Rabbanan held the purpose of the date is to tell us that it's actually chal lima freya to when the date was written. And our Mishnah argues and says, no, even though there's a date, the date is just to establish a starting point, but we still don't want the get to be chal until later. And therefore, the nafkamina would be if a person dies in between, if he dies in between. So if the get is chal l'mafreya, so then not a problem. The get was already chal, because it goes retroactive. But if the get is only going to be chal later, by the time later comes around, he's already dead. So therefore, the get cannot be chal. Which is what the point of this Mishnah was coming to make. Memele, you can't make a diuk in the, with regard to what happens if he was sick. Toshima, now we're going to bring another raya. And again, this is the second half of that same Mishnah. It says, Me achshav, if the guy says specifically, I want the get to be chal now, if I don't come within 12 months, so meaning at the end of 12 months, it's as if you've already been divorced for 12 months, and now the guy dies within those 12 months, get, then it's going to be a good get. Why is it going to be a good get? Because it was already chal before he died. My love, who are, oh, so that's what the Mishnah talks about, but let's apply it to our case. My love, who adin l'choyle, must be the same thing that even if he got sick, meaning, since it goes back to Mafreya, Oinus is not an excuse, which is a contradiction to Rava, which Rava now said, Oinus, right, at this point of the Gemara, your Rava is trying to say, Oinus is an excuse. And here we say, Choyle is not an excuse. So the Gemara says, Loi, Mace, Dafki, again, don't make the diuk about being sick, because here, again, we were trying to emphasize the fact that he died. So here the Gemara makes a very big chiddush and says there is a difference. Even when I want to get to go back l'mafreya, why? You have to understand the intent of the person. Why do I want it to go back l'mafreya? Because I know there's a possibility she'll have to fall to Yibum. Now Yibum is only relevant in the context of a death. It's not relevant in the context of a sickness. So I only want it to go back l'mafreya to prevent Yibum. I don't need it to go back l'mafreya if I get sick.
It doesn't go back l'mafreya and he dies, which is an amana and not a kusha.
Correct. Exactly. If it wouldn't go back right. Because if it doesn't go back l'mafreya, she'd be chayiv in Yibum. But now that it goes back l'mafreya, so the get is chal, they're divorced, and you don't have an issue with Yibum. So once again, the Gemara says you can't bring a raya one way or another, because over here it was very specific, because I didn't want her to be part of the Yibum process. Okay, so we don't have a raya one way or the other. So Toshima, so I'll bring you this raya. Mehud Amar Luhu, there was this person that said to his wife, Eloya sinu mikanvat shloishim yom, if I don't come back in 30 days, lahavigito, I want this get to be chal. Also besides shloishim yom, Hitaka did come back, however, Upaske Mavro, the river got in the way, the boat wasn't available, he couldn't cross the river. And he said to everybody, chazuda asoy, see that I came. I'm really trying. You could see, you could tell that I want to come, and you could see that my absolute intent is that this get should not be chal. And we see that Shmuel says, still, it's not, Lamaisa, physically, he did not come. So he did not come at the end of 30 days, and therefore the get is chal. So what do we see? Shmuel was not excusing anything. No excuses whatsoever. Which, once again, contradicts this opinion of Rava. Because here we're saying, Oinus is not an excuse, and Rava says it should be an excuse. To which the Gemara says, well, actually, some Oinsim, I'll agree. Some Oinsim are not an excuse. Oinus the Shchiach Shani. When you have an Oinus which is so common, and is so usual, you should have contemplated. The Kivin di Boile La Snuye, he should have made that as part of the condition, that if I come, but I miss the boat, that's a delay, that's legit. Voy Asni, and he didn't go ahead and make that condition, Iu Hu Da Afsed Anafshe. He's the one who took upon that loss on himself. So now, according to this Gemara, it comes out that there, even in this version of Rava, that an Oinus is not an excuse, or excuse me, that an oinus, I say it backwards. Even in this version that Rava says oinus is an excuse, there are certain oinusim that are not an excuse. An oinus that is common practice, that happens all the time. The example I like to give is that there's traffic on the road. You always know there's going to be traffic. You can't say, oh, I didn't think there might be traffic. There's always traffic, right? So that's an excuse. You should have considered, you should have included that as part of the condition. However, an oinus that's not usual or almost never happens, depending on how you learn in the Rishonim, but those type of oinusim, that Rava is saying is an excuse, because I did, there's no way I could have thought about it 12 months ago or 30 days ago. I couldn't have realized. That's where Rava over here is saying that, over here Rava is saying that it is yesh oinus begitin. Okay, so now we have two versions in Rava, and as I mentioned before, that Rava says, Rava, one version of Rava is there's no excuse for oinus whatsoever, and there are other, and the second version is there are excuses for oinusim when it is a legitimate oinus that I couldn't have thought about ahead of time. Again, it's machlekes rishonim how we paskin based on other gemaras. Okay, moving along. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak lo yishanu ela mitakanas ezer ve'elach. This is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you have to get married on a month, on a Wednesday, so that you can end up in Bezin on Thursday. Now this is only relevant after Ezra made the takana that there was a Bezin on Thursday. After Takanas Ezra. She'ain batei dinim kavuin ela b'shena b'chamishi, because the Bezin's only there on Mondays and Thursdays. So since they're only there Mondays and Thursdays, in order to make this work out, you have to get married on a Wednesday. Aval koydim Takanas Ezra, but before Takanas Ezra, she'batei dinim kavuin b'chol yoim, that Bezin was there every day. So the way Rashi and I think Tosfos also, I mean Tosfos learns like this also, I think Rashi and Tosfos agree. What does that mean? That there was no real set time for Bezin. Bezin could be there on any day, so therefore it didn't matter what day of the week, it was equal on every day of the week. So then, Isha Nisus B'chol Yoim, then a woman can get married any day of the week, because there was no significance of Wednesday over any other day. So the Gemara says, one second, who cares what happened before Takanas Ezra? Now we're after that time. And now that Ezra said this Monday and Thursday, what's it relevant what happened before that time? It's not Negea to us. So the Gemara says, well, it is actually, because if we're in the same situation, if there are Batei Dinim that operate the same way nowadays, the same way they operated before Ezra put his takana into place. If we're on the if we're doing the same thing now as then, so then isha nisa is bechol yoim. Then a woman can get married on any day because again, there's no significance of Wednesday in contrast to Thursday. There's no significance. So then you could do whatever you want. But the Gemara says, let me remind you, Habayinun Shaktu. Remember, we said the whole significance of getting married on Wednesday also had to do that you had 3 days to get ready. The Gemara's answer is, Tatarachle Anachanami. The guy went ahead and he did the 3 days that are required. If he did that, then Anachanami, he can get married on any day of the week, now that Bezdin isn't necessarily set on a Thursday. The Gemara is up to the top. We're up to the top of Gimel Amud Beis. My Shaktu. So the way Rashi explains the Kasha of My Shaktu is, you're saying that we have to know when you could get married, and it bothers you that you forgot about Shaktu. You forgot about, say, how could you get married on a Sunday? What about Shaktu? So that means that Shaktu have to be an established point. In other words, if Shaktu was something that we later on decided we wanted to do, then it's not a kasha on me, because I didn't want to do Shaktu. But if Shaktu was established from a Mishnah or from beforehand, then Shmuel Amar Ben Yitzchak, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak would not be able to ignore it. It's already established as a Mishnah. So that's why the Gemara brings the Tanya Belinda Brisa. Now, I'm just going to mention that this Brisa is going to establish what Shaktu is, and then also it's going to bring a number of other halachas that we're going to get into as we go along in the Gemara. But first, the Shaktu concept. Mifnei ma amru, the Brisa says, Mifnei ma amru besula nisus diyoyim haravi. Why do we say, what's the relevance that we say that she gets married on a Wednesday? So properly phrased, Sheim hayaloi tainas besulum hayam ashken lebezdin. So it says, so that if he has a problem with whether or not she's a psula, he can immediately run to Bezdin the next day, and that's why it has to be on a Wednesday, because Bezdin's there on a Thursday. So then the Mishnah itself, or the Brisa itself asks, betinase be'echad b'shabbos. So then you could just as equally get married on a Sunday, because Bezdin's there on Monday also. He could also run to Bezdin the next day on Monday. Here's where it's a Brisa now. That's a Shaktu Chachamim al Takanas b'nei Yisrael, that the Chachamim had a sensitivity to the girls, she Odom Tirech Masuda Shloisha Yomim, that we want the husband, we want the guy to be involved in preparing for the Suda for a full 3 days, which then are Echad Bashabis, Vashani Bashabis, Vashlishi Bashabis, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Ubervi Kainsa, and then he can only first get married on a Wednesday. So that's why between Wednesday, Sunday and Wednesday we pick a Wednesday, so we pick a Wednesday to get married. Okay, that's the point that's relevant to us. Now the Braisa continues, and we're going to go through the whole Braisa. Umi sakana ve'elech. And then when it became dangerous to get married on a Wednesday, which we'll see what that was, nahagu ha'am lichnois b'shlisu. So then it became a minig, meaning you could do what you want. If you want to, there was an, you could get married even on Tuesday to avoid the danger. V'loi michu b'yadim chachamim, the chachamim weren't troubled by that. Meaning, even though the chachamim just said you need 3 days to get married, if it's a sakana, we'll let you get away with two. Ubesheni lo yichnois, but on Monday you should not get married. The way Tosfos learns is this is just a random statement. This is not tied in to the Tuesday. This is just saying Mondays you never can get married on a Monday. Ve'machmas ha'oinis, but then the Bryce itself flips that around and says, but if there's also an oinis, something out of your control, mutter, then you could even get married on a Monday. And to finally finish off the Braisa, umafrishet es hachasim in akala leil Shabbos tchila. And we separate the chasim and kala if the first time they're going to be together would theoretically be a Friday night. We don't allow the first time to be on a Friday night. Because the first time does create a chabura, it creates damage, and therefore chabura on Shabbos is usur. Mamela, we can't allow their first interaction to be on a Friday night. That's the Braisa. Fine. So again, the reason we quoted this Braisa was to prove that it's already a concept from the time of the Tanoim that they had Shaktu, that you had to prepare a Suda for 3 days, and that's why we push it off to Wednesday, and that's why we require, and that's why we had a kasha on Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, how come he forgot about Shaktu? And the answer is he didn't forget. He meant that you did it, that you did do the tircha. Now let's go through the Braisa itself. My sakon. It says, the Braisa says that if it's dangerous, you don't get married on a Wednesday, you could get married on a Tuesday. So what is this danger? My sakon. What's the danger? If there's a gzeir, the goyim said that whoever gets married on a Wednesday is going to get killed. So nagu, what do you mean you could change it? Lagamri nekra. So then there's no point in the gzeir anymore. We don't want Chazal to be telling us to do things to get people killed. We of course realize that we're not going to keep this halacha of getting married on a Wednesday if people are going to get killed. So Omar Rabba the Amri, Rabba says the case is as follows. The Amri, that the goyim said like this, Besula hanisus b'yom ravi, that if the girl gets married on a Wednesday, tibo lehegmoin tchilo, she's going to first have to live with the governor, or whatever the hegmoin, however you want to translate it is. The guy who's in charge. Okay? So that's why it became dangerous. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Hai sakano, why is that dangerous? Ainusu, that's just something that's out of your control. It's not necessarily per se a danger. So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Mishum de ikat snuois, because there are careful girls, de mosra nafshayu likatala, that they're willing to die over this issue. The icy day sakana, so that it could be a sakana. So when the Braisa says that it is a sakana, it doesn't mean necessarily people are going to be killed, but it could be under certain circumstances girls will allow themselves to be killed or will kill themselves, and therefore that is the danger we're saying. If that's what you're worried about, don't get married on a Wednesday. So then the Gemara asks a very interesting kasha. The lidrash lahu da oinis shari. So then, if that's your issue that girls will kill themselves, so just tell them that it's an oinis, and an oinis doesn't—you don't need to kill yourself. In other words, if your whole problem is that maybe some girls might consider it dangerous, then just let it be known, advertise that it's not dangerous, that this is not a reason to kill yourself, and then it won't be dangerous anymore. And then Chazal will be allowed to keep their takana, which means we'll still insist on getting married on a Wednesday. And if bad things will happen, we'll tell the girls, don't worry about it, it's not your fault. So the Gemara says, I can't do that. Why? Ikka prutzais. First of all, there are girls who will misinterpret what I'm going to say. Once I say things are mutter, then they're going to take it to a new level, and they'll do it as if it's mutter. And then it won't be an oinus anymore, so then they'll mamish be aser. Also, the ikonami kaihanais, and there are also girls who are marrying a kayin, where the fact that it was an oinus won't even help you. Telling them, don't worry, it's an oinus, that doesn't help you, because a kayin, if his wife lives with somebody, even ba'oinus, against her will, he's not allowed to stay married. Okay. So then the Gemara says, fine. So now, you're right. It's going to remain to be dangerous. So then the Gemara says, v'la'akre. So then if it's going to be dangerous, why are we insisting on keeping the rule of getting married on Wednesday with an adjustment? Forget about it. Forget the whole thing. Forget about insisting on Wednesdays at all. So Gemara says, Gezeira avida de batla. The answer is because when we're talking about a guy, when the guy starts making rules against us, those rules never last. V'takanta derabbanan mekame gezeira lo yakrinan. So therefore, we're not going to change our rules because of a passing by gezeira of the rabbanan, of the guy. The Goyim, they make their gezeiras, they come and go, but our takanas can stay established much longer than that, and therefore it's not a reason for us to completely uproot what we halachically established because some guy made a problem for us. Okay, so then the Gemara says, you're right. So, if so, that we now said, fine, we're going to insist on a Wednesday, but when it's dangerous, let's make it Tuesday. Fine, so then the problem is that if we're now saying that the minig was, it became Tuesday instead of Wednesday, so it became an established minig, so aren't you left with the same problem that the hegemon is going to show up on the Tuesday? So the Gemara answers me, Sveikaloi Akar Nafshe. No, it's a suffix. Because since we kept the halacha, it's a very interesting psychological way this works. Since we kept the halacha, the takana is Wednesday, and that's, so to speak, in the books. The fact that a few people decided to make it Tuesday to avoid the problem, the hegemon doesn't really know so he doesn't know whether it's going to be Tuesday or Wednesday. On the books, it's still Wednesday. So he's going to show up on Wednesday, and if nobody's there on Wednesday, he'll just think there was no chasana that week. He won't know. So misafik, he's not going to start making his established rule as Tuesday because it's not an established rule. The established rule remains Wednesday. So therefore, we don't have to worry about the hegemon not showing up. Okay. We don't have to worry about the hegemon showing up on Tuesday, even if consistently people are constantly changing to a Tuesday, because the takana is still Wednesday. So now we establish what the sakana is. So we establish that the sakana is the fact that the hegemon is going to come and take the girls, and because of that, some of the girls might end up killing themselves. So we say that's too dangerous, that's too risky, because there are too many girls involved over here that will end up killing themselves. So Mamela, we're allowing, even though there's a takana for Wednesday, we're going to allow you to move it to a Tuesday to avoid that problem. Then the next part of the Brisa itself says, Ubasheni lo yichnois. This is actually a quote from the Brisa. It says, on Mondays, you're not supposed to get mad. You shouldn't move it to a Monday. But if there's also something out of your control on a Monday, so then it's mutter to even get married on a Monday, which means, just so that you understand the relevance, which means that you're only going to have one day of Shaktu. You're going to prepare the chasana on Sunday, and we're even going to allow to quickly get married on a Monday. So now, my oinus, what is this thing that this oinus that's going to happen that we're going to quickly allow you to get married? Ilei mahadamar, and if it's the same problem that the hegemon is going to show up, and now you're moving from Tuesday to Monday. So first of all, that can't be what we mean. Hosam karalei sakana, hosam karalei oinus. The Braisa wouldn't change the terminology. If the sakana applies to Tuesday, so say the word sakana. The su, and another problem is hasam no guhacha mutter. Also, the Brisa, in terms of establishing the halacha, uses a different phrase. In one place, it was no gu that they did this to avoid the problem. In one place, it's mutter, not that you could do this if you want to, not that people actually did this, but if you personally decide, in other words, if you came into Bezdin would tell you to get married on a Tuesday. But if you personally decide to get married on a Monday, we don't have a problem with that. Okay, so obviously it's a different issue than the first issue. So Amarav, what is this different issue? The Amri, because people are saying, Sar Tzava Bo Le'ir, that the army, the general of the army is coming to town, and he's going to come on Tuesday, and if I wait till Tuesday, he's going to take all my food, and I'm not going to be able to make a chasana, so therefore, I can't get married on the Tuesday. But the Gemara says, let's talk practically. Hey, Chidami, what's the case over here? Ida asi v'chalif, if he's going to come and go, la'akev, let us wait. So the way Rashi learns is, I'll wait till Thursday, I'll wait a day. The way Rashi says, I'll wait till next Wednesday. Right. Tosfos learns, no, if he's there one day already, then I'll wait till Thursday. It's machlekes Rashi Tosfos, how long you have to wait. In other words, because it comes down to nafkamina lahalocha. If the guy comes for a day, according to Rashi, you have to wait a whole week. According to Tosfos, you have to wait, how long is he there? According to Rashi, if he's there for a week, so then what do I do? According to Rashi, if he's gonna leave, let's say he'll leave by Sunday. So Rashi says, okay, then I have no heter to get married on Monday. I'll just wait till next Wednesday. According to Tosfos, if he's going to be there till Sunday, that's already enough time that I can get married till Monday. So it's an afkamina la halacha. Anyway, it's a la'akif, so I'll just wait. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha de'osi v'kova begimel. The answer is that he's coming on Tuesday and he's just going to stick around. Again, depending on how long stick around means, he'll be around. So the Gemara says, fine. Sorry, the Asi Bekavi is going to stay. He's going to stay. So the Gemara says, "Begimel miyolichnois." Fine. So what's the problem? If he's only coming on Wednesday, so I can still get married on a Tuesday. So the Gemara says, "As parvo didei begimel kaasi." The answer is his quartermaster or his organizer is going to come on Tuesday. So if the general is coming on Wednesday, the general doesn't show up to town with nothing to do. By the time the general shows up, he already has his guys who establish where he's going to be and where he's going to eat and where he's going to sleep. That's normal for the army. What?
Secret Service is
absolutely, exactly. So randomly in the middle of Italy, you have to know what you're talking about. Anyway, okay. So that's the first terrace of the Gemara. So we'll just finish quickly with the next line of the Gemara, and the next line of the Gemara is like so the answer is as follows. The answer we just said is that the army is going to come and they're going to eat all your food. You're not going to be able to make a chasana. So the only way to get in a good chasana is to get it done before the army shows up. The Yibayi same. Another answer is, and this is a whole new topic which we'll discuss Mirtz Hashem next time. My machmas ha'oinis. What are we talking about? The oinis is a totally different reason. Kedetanya, we learned in a brisa the following situation. Haresha haya pitoy ofoy, his bread is baked, v'tavchay tavuach, and his meat is butchered, v'yayne mozug, and his wine already has the water in it, meaning that the wine is not going to stay any longer. It you have to drink it right away, otherwise it'll go bad. And then, under these circumstances, umeis oviv shal chosin, the father of the chosin dies, oy imay shal kala, or the mother of the kala, in other words, the people who help take care of the chasana. So then, machnisenes ames lecheder, what you're going to do is you put the deceased in a side room. In other words, you don't bury him yet, so the avelis is not chal. There's a chosin, there's a kala lechupa, and then you immediately move the chosin and kala to get married. Okay, so now we understand what the oinus is. The oinus is you can't wait. Because if you wait, you're going to end up in avelis. I'm just going to read two lines on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, and then we're going to stop. Ubayil bilas mitzvah. So the point is that the chosin and kala get married, and they live together one time. Ubayirish, and then they have to separate because now they're, even though technically she's not an ovel yet, she still has the sheva brachas, but she has to be noyeg certain minig avelis. V'noyeg shivas yimei amishta, but they do keep the 7 days of the sheva brachas. V'achakach noyeg shivas yimei avelis. And then afterwards she'll do the avelis. And the last line is v'chol oisin ayomim hu yoshim ben ha'anoshim. He'll sleep with the men, v'hi yashena ben ha'anoshim, and she'll sleep with the women, so that they're not together for that week because they're avelis. V'ein moinin tachshitu min akala kol shloishim yom. This is where we'll stop. And even though she's an ovel, whether he's an ovel or she's the ovel, either way, she's still allowed to wear jewelry because we're very careful that shalei tiskana abala. We don't want her to be considered not nice for her husband. So therefore, for that rule, we do break that rule and we allow her to wear jewelry during the shloishim. Okay, we'll stop over here.